At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
If you had problems with lust in the past, what do you think he's going to do? He's not going to tempt you with cigarettes? No, he's going to tempt you with the same lust that you struggled before. But I want to decree and I declare to you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is the word of God. I said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have the greater one living inside of you, and he's not going to fail you, and he's not going to forsake you. Being fully persuaded. God has given some people that are fully persuaded that what he had promised, he's able to perform. God is going to perform what he promised. Therefore, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. What God promised, he was able to perform. Let me try and teach, because you got me excited early. Amen. What he had promised, he was able to perform. There's some promises in this world from Genesis to Revelation. He's made some promises, and it's for you to get in the word and find out what those promises are. He's a covenant-keeping God. And the covenant is always with one bigger than you, larger than you. And we have a covenant with the God of heaven and earth. And he keeps covenant. It's a covenant of peace, a covenant of joy, a covenant of protection, a covenant of salvation, a covenant of prosperity. A covenant. We have a covenant with the living God. He says, your sins and lawful deeds, I will remember them no more. He says, we imputed righteousness unto us. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have been declared righteous. We're not trying to be righteous. We are righteous. Let me speak to some religious preacher that's trying to tell you, you've got to fast more, pray more, do this more. All those things are good, and we should be doing those things. But they don't make you any more righteous than you'll ever be right now. You're righteous by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says he did not stagger at the promise of God, but believe God. And as I come down, I want to turn the Bibles to Matthew chapter 10. Jesus had performed miracles, as you know, because he's still performing miracles. So I don't know who needs a miracle at the sound of my voice. I don't know what miracle you need. But I want to let you know, before the service even started today, and I was putting out the banner outside, I met this young man. And I was talking to him about Jesus. He said, oh, I'm not really religious. I said, neither am I. God isn't looking for religion. He's looking for a relationship with you. That's why he sent his son. And I was talking to this young man, and he said, maybe one day I'll come to church, but it's not really my thing. And I said, listen, God has a plan for you. No matter what you're going through, listen to me. God can heal it. God can deal with it. And he said, well, you better, because I've got kidney cancer. He said, I've got cancer in the kidney. And I saw an opportunity for God to show his power. Listen to me. Always look for an opportunity for God to show his power. I'm going to say that again. Always look for an opportunity for God to show his power. If it's sickness, if it's disease, mental health, no matter what it is, say, can I pray for you? I said, can I pray for you? He said, oh, every little helps, everything helps. He was open to prayer. You'll always find when there's people having problems, they're going to be open to anything. This is why you've got to get hold of them before witchcraft does, before the Obeah man does, before the necromancy and all kinds of people doing evil do. You've got to get hold of them and declare and decree and listen to me and demonstrate the power of Jesus Christ before they go looking in the wrong places. I'm going to say that again. You've got to get to them before they go looking in the wrong places and tarot cards and clairvoyance and all kinds of things that they shouldn't be going. It's messing up their soul and bringing them into darkness. So I laid my hands on his kidney and I prayed for him right there outside. And I felt a heat in my hands. I said, Darren, I feel a heat in my hands. He said, that's the poison, that's the poison. I said, no, that's the anointing, amen. He said, go back. Because God wants to demonstrate his power to you, demonstrate his love to you. And I sent him on his way. I said, yo, we're here every Sunday at 11 o'clock. You're welcome. Please come. I said, I've got to go and look for my dogs now. I was walking my dogs. Got to go and look for my dogs now. I said, look for your dogs. You'll find your dogs in Jesus' name. Just like Saul found his donkeys. You'll find your dogs. We've got to demonstrate the power of God. Because Jesus was demonstrating the power of God, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, and this is what I'm here to demonstrate the power of God. The Bible says in 27, and when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, listen and watch. Believe me, believe ye that I am able to do this. Do you believe? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? They were blind. And up until now, you look from Genesis to Malachi, there's no report of any blind eyes being opened. I'm open to correction. I mean, Elisha blinded men when the army came. He blinded them, and then he asked their eyes be opened. But there was no blind men that came. It came from Genesis to Malachi. Read the word. But these blind men came to Jesus because they saw the miracles of Jesus. How are we going to fill our churches? How are people going to come into the kingdom? By the demonstration of the Spirit and power. By the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God. People need to know that Jesus still heals today. And Jesus still delivers today. They came because they knew he was able to heal. And he was able to open the eyes of the blind. They came to Jesus. And people will come to you when they see the demonstration of the power of God. God is looking for some men and women. They're going to take him at his word. They will know that the Spirit of God is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and preach deliverance to the captives, to open the spirit, yes, so to open the eyes of the blind, to set the captives free. They said, do you believe and I'm able to do this? Do you believe that God is able to change your situation? Do you believe that God is able to change your family situation? To break that spirit of your bloodline. Where daddy was a drunk. Where his daddy was a drunk. Where his dad was a gallus. Where his dad was a womanizer. You're a woman. Are you able to break it? Is it able to break? Where your father had prostate cancer. His father had prostate cancer. His father before that had prostate cancer. We break that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When your mother had breast cancer, her mother had breast cancer, her mother had breast cancer. We break that power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It stops now in the name of Jesus. It stops with you. In fact, it didn't even begin with you because we break it through the power of the blood of the Lamb. It stops here. He says, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that he's able to do this? Do you believe that he's able to break fear off your life? Do you know that some people, they don't even have certain things, but there's a fear of certain things. There's a fear of cancer. There's a fear when a lump comes on your breast or a lump comes on your body. The fear of the thing is sometimes greater than the thing itself. Sometimes the fear, and we break the spirit of fear because fear is ruling people's life. Where faith should be ruling your life, fear is ruling people's life. But I break the spirit of fear because God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. I break the spirit of fear, the fear of loss, the fear of whether your marriage is going to work out, the fear of whether your kids are going to live or die, the fear of this and the fear of if your business is going to work. Fear, the enemy comes with so much fear. Are you going to make it? Are you succeeding? Are you going to succeed? The bind the spirit of fear. The enemy comes with fear. And you've got to trample every spirit of fear. Cast out every spirit of fear. Because the Bible says, even as fear is not made perfect in love, because perfect love casts out all fear. So God, fill me with your love. If you've been struggling with fear, say, God, fill me with your love. Because perfect love casts out all fear. He said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that God is able to change your situation? Do you believe that God is able to change your financial situation? Do you believe that God is able to use you in the ways you've been believing him to use you? I see an outpouring of miracles. I see miracles, I see signs, and I see wonders. The Bible says, they came crying to him. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. You see, listen, when you've got a problem, you've got to follow Jesus wholeheartedly. These people were blind, but they found him. You see, he's not far off. He's not God that's far off. He's easy to find. But these blind men followed him. Listen, if you've got a problem, follow Jesus. Race after Jesus. Follow after Jesus. Don't run away from him in your problems. Run to him in your problems. I'm going to say it again. Don't run away from him in your problems. Run to him in your problems. And the Bible says, do you believe that I am able to do this? It's a question that God is asking you right now. Do you believe that he's able to do this in your life? Do you believe he's able to touch that area of your life? Do you believe he's able to make you successful? Do you believe he's able to make you, amen, a trailblazer and to affect your generation as you should be doing? Do you believe? I invite you to believe God. Will you believe people? Will you believe your family? Will you believe the doctors or maybe your lawyers or your best friends? I invite you to believe God. Because the man or woman that believes God is unstoppable. The man or woman that believes God, listen to me, all things are possible to him that believes. He said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And they simply said, yea, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is looking for a yes. God isn't looking for no big explanation. When the other man came to him, it was by the pool in Bethesda, and he says, do you want to be healed? And he gave him some good, big, long explanation. Listen to me, when I come, another one pushes in front of me, and all Jesus asks is, do you want to believe? Do you want to be healed? And God will just simply ask you, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be delivered? And all your answer needs to be is yes, Lord. All God is looking for is a yes. Do you want to be used by God? Yes, Lord. Do you want to see miracles? Yes, Lord. All God is looking for is a yes. He's looking for a young man, a young woman. Samuel said yes to God. David said yes to God. People that say yes to God see the hand of God and the miracles of God and the power of God. All God is looking for is a yes. That's all he's looking for is a yes. Makaraba Santa. They said, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes. He touched that area that they were believing him for. I declare that even now, God is touching that area of your body. He's touching that area of your life that you've been believing him for. Wherever you are, you place your hand on the radio, place your hand on the television, on the screen. Whatever you're believing God for, you put your hand on it right now, right now. Makaraba Santa, that area that you're believing God for. He touched their eyes. He touched the part of their body where they were believing God to see a miracle. So wherever you are right now, put your hands on your belly. If it's belly pains, if it's neck pain, back pain. Listen to me, if they said your foot was crooked, if they were saying your foot was lean or your knees out of joint, or you've got some sort of ailment in some area of your body, put your hand on that area of your body. He said he put his hands on their eyes. And he said this, he said, according to your faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. Then believe Jesus. God has given some people that are going to take him at his word and believe him. Will you believe him? What is it that you're believing God for? Is it your business? Is it your ministry? You've had ministry in your belly for so long, believing God. God, is it going to happen? God, when is it going to happen? He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. There are many people that are fearing, and the enemy is saying, according to your fear, be it unto you. Job said in the book of Job, we get a better insight to how Job was thinking. He said, the thing that I feared the most has come upon me. So we know that it's being controlled by fear. And there's two domains and you can't live in both. You're going to have to choose one you're going to live in. Are you going to live in the domain of fear or you're going to live in the domain of faith? Because it's according to your fear, it's going to happen to you. According to your faith, it's going to happen to you. I speak to so many people and I told them, listen to me, there's death and life in your words. You've got to be careful. You've got to guard your heart. You've got to guard your heart because out of the heart flow the issues of life. So you've got to guard your heart. First slide, my dear, my daughter. You've got to guard your heart. The Bible says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. These people that believe that Jesus could do it, they believe that Jesus could touch them. Proverbs 23 verse 7, they believed that Jesus could touch, they believed, they had faith in him, and they knew that if we can just get in front of this man, if this man can just lay his hands on us, we're going to see. The woman with an issue of blood, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I don't need to touch his body because I'm unclean, but if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just reach out to those tassels, if I can just touch the cotton, the linen, whatever he was wearing, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, according to her faith. This is why you've got to guard your heart, because out of the heart flow the issues of life. Are you going to walk in fear or you?
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.